Yellow News, I'm Julia Silva. An internal report by the Quebec Immigration Department found that the provincial government's foreign nurse recruitment program contains major flaws. It said that the nurses were not properly informed about the expectations for living in Quebec before they arrived. That includes housing, childcare, and transportation. The program's demands were also said to be unclear. Although it was described as a refresher training, the nurses were given an intensive training program that lasted 9 to 14 months. The heavy workload and fear of failure added a great deal of stress to the nurses. Despite the challenges, most of the nurses successfully completed the training program. The government aims to recruit 1,500 nurses by 2028. Montreal tenants are still stranded 1 week after the partial collapse of the apartment next to theirs. No one sustained any injuries from the collapse. But as of today, the borough has not yet demolished the building despite telling tenants they could return to their house after 48 hours. The building's failing structure had been a concern for residents for a decade. Part of the wall was already swelling before it collapsed as well. Montreal Fire Department's Division Chief Guy Lapointe said they expected the borough to act quickly after the incident, given its year-long demolition plans. The spring migration of birds is becoming a concern for Canada as cases of bird flu reach a dangerous point in the United States. Since 2022, the U.S. has recorded nearly 167 million birds affected by the H5N1 strain. Several birds in Canada have also been affected, including a snow goose near Montreal and a great horned owl in southwestern Ontario. While bird flu does not easily infect humans, a recent study suggests that it is only one genetic mutation away from doing so, which puts scientists and physicians on high alert. Dr. Bonnie Henry, the provincial health officer of British Columbia, said that she is confident that Canadian surveillance is strong enough to watch out for bird flu. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
This is it. I've been waiting my whole life for this shit. I feel the pressure, rifle under my sweater. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. And this is it, I'm going out like a bitch. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. I tell my lover, I don't need him to suffer. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. So run for cover, lay your motherfuckers. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming.
That was Ninth Heaven by Montreal's Backwash, frequent artist on the show that you are listening to now. It's Whip Appeal. I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts. It's your home for hip-hop and R&B from Canada and around the globe every Thursday afternoon. And today is a very special episode because we have a live session and an interview with another Montreal local act, one that I have had the pleasure to know for just over like half a year now, and big fan of their stuff, and you'll definitely be hearing right after this the live session that they did, and a great interview I had with all six members of the new supergroup formation of 110%. But before that, let's get right into those session tracks, performing Steppin' on Toes and a new song together that I don't even know if it's out on streaming platforms or digital download yet, but hear it here first. This is 110% performing live in the CJLO oven with Steppin' on Toes and Together.
Just the way that it goes, that it goes, that it goes.
You had me asking about your day, wondering if things would change. At the beginning it was seamless. You even let me show my weakness. Is the love gone? Cause girl, I just really must know. You said you need time, so I won't step on your toes. I'm not trying to stay up in limbo alone. We don't have a clue what our future will hold. But if you ever need me, then you know just where to go.
I got Fetty, if she let me, I want to take her out. There's no wedding, oh, this wedding, some tenderness. Yeah, I need her, it's a feeling, and there ain't no doubt. Hands like a headed dress, I'm so helpless. Yeah, yeah, no money, more problem. A honey, won't solve them, all my shots, I shot them. So we'll leave them out in Harlem, leave them out to die. Like a fed or some, I need my medicine. I need my friends and none. She don't pay no rent and none, but she a resident. She can kill the president in my eye. And she did no wrong. She's so heaven sent. I wrote another song. Yeah.
This is just the way that it goes. That it goes. It's just the way that it goes, that it goes, that it goes. This is just the way that it goes, that it goes, that it goes. This is just the way that it goes, that yeah, it goes, yeah, that yeah, it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Excuse me, I know you must just get this like every day. Grab out the ghoulies and they cooties all up in your fay. We being flirty, it's too early, stepping on the play. Could do me dirty in a hurry, but I love a chain. Back to the basis, no worry, you're just too anxious. You bury your face in public, you goodies, oh. That. We don't do phases, you with it or with the fishes. I'm with it, lay low from stitches. You may need a vet. Was that pretentious? I'm guessing I learned my lesson. You left me standing at the station, looking like I was praying. That's not right, I'm just saying. Playing Batman and Robin, waiting for the day that you'll be back in town where it's popping. This little piggy went home, this little piggy got caught. This little piggy, this room, fell out the room, man, it got chopped. This little piggy went home. This little piggy got caught. This little piggy, this room, fell out the room, man, it got shot.
This is just the way that it goes. That it goes. That it goes. This is just the way that it goes. That it goes. That it goes. This is just the way that it goes.
Said I'll see you later. Times are getting harder when I'm out chasing the paper. Was busy with the women, fishing from a den. Keep a hold on my pen, I strike and goal again. Don't be dummy, you were chosen, hoping that a fan. I like my enemy better than fuck friend. Let me say again. Regulating, said I'll see you later. Was hurting me, now racing the cheetah. Out of bar, taking walk, eating pita. Almost out of find myself, yet another diva. Anyway, regulating, doing me a favor. I was eating at me every second, been a minute. Now look at me in the eye, better mean it. I'm not really with the fame and the mirror. Looking like you're finna fame, who gave you clearance?
Who brought the dawn? Ooh. You ain't never seen it. Battle cry of a hawk, make the sun feel it. Tears dry, heart whole, dripping from my spirit, my heart gold. Might just make your parts gold. Heart so silver, pulled apart when your soul won't either. You won't never feel it, you won't ever, ever get a glimpse of my spirit. I'm the sunflower samurai, the father in question. It's the sun she digesting, it's my funds I invest in. If my, whoa, baby, I'll show you what I'll keep. It's the family I seek, it's the company I keep. It's the friends that I seek. Baby, it's the family I keep. It's the company I seek.
Been a little minute, running up the meter. This is not a feature. See ya. Wait a minute. You a non-believer? You had no idea? See ya off to the left. We don't wanna talk, your quest is the question. How you run amok, only had one direction. Couldn't give a fuck, it was this, so aggression. How to take a conk, that used to be a lesson. Open up the trunk, my final destination. Dibs to the bunk, I'm talking to my sister Reese. Wish I knew like Lacey. Calling back the days when we was together. Calling back the days before we had a new baby. Calling back the days when we was together. Calling back the days before there was a new baby. Been a little minute, been a little minute, been a little minute. Been a little minute, running off the meter. This is not a feature. See ya. Wait a minute, you a non-believer? You had no idea? See ya.
CJLO is putting on a show. On Friday, April 4th, join us at Maison Montreal for a show celebrating our brand new folk music programming month, New Roots. With sets by local artists Girl With Dream, Hanako, and Holly McLaughlin, you won't want to miss this night of intimate singer-songwriter performances. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, check out CJLO on Instagram @CJLOMTL and at CJLO.com.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
You're listening to Whip Appeal. DJ Samuel D. Roberts here. It's your home for hip-hop and R&B from Canada and around the globe. And I am sitting here with Montreal rap, R&B, neo-soul, every genre. previously a trio, now they're a sextet. You guys have doubled in size since the last time we spoke. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, we're the supergroup 110%. I go by Third.
I go by Key.
Milena.
Alex.
I'm Sam.
Full name?
Luca.
So the supergroup designation, usually that means like a fusion of two groups. What happened over the last few months to kind of make this collective happen?
Sam, I'll let you take this.
So we've been making music together for a little while. And I think at one point I realized that we were basically like only, I was only working on music when they came over. They were only working on music when they came over. So at some point I was like, I think it makes a little bit more sense instead of featuring all these people, we just kind of just come together. And we've all been friends for a long time. Like we've all known each other. Yeah, version 20. We've known each other for a long time.
Damn.
So we're super tight-knit and it just happened. Like we just were hanging out and then the music was happening. And
right.
Yeah, we just made the decision. It was very recent, honestly. It was like
maybe the last year.
Not even, like a month ago. A month or two ago, yeah, like, hey, you guys officially.
Yeah.
We were making music together, but like even Ordinary was released like featuring Lucas Scott. And now it's like, you know, not that everybody doesn't deserve their own shine, but we can just all be under the umbrella and work together.
So you say you were like creating music together before. Like, is that creative relationship different now or is it easier because you've known each other for so long now that the group dynamics have changed a little bit?
I think it's still the same. I think it's just now that we're officially a group, it just makes it more established that now we're going to really be doing this collectively together. And yeah, just really like going back to our catalogs of stuff that we have made and just really seeing what needs to be polished, what not, and what to bring out.
Yeah. At least for me, I was like, I kind of had a designation like, this is 110 music and this is music we make with our friends. And I wasn't showing them or wasn't even like open to the fact of, oh, we have songs from 2-3 years ago we never finished. We can now bring them out and see what they can add because we never finished them. Now we have an extra like 4 brains to really apply to the song and it makes music so much smoother and like... just the process is easy and simple. So
for the newer members of the group, what kind of styles or influences are you bringing to the table?
Okay, as a new member, that's a funny question. I think we each bring, like we cover every corner of music, I feel. Like literally from metal to the neo soul, like everything is literally covered. Each of us listens to a little bit of everything. We have plenty of samples to choose from and like plenty of ideas to go off of. I think the creative juice is like pretty much unending, to be honest.
Yeah, I would agree with Jade. I think it's very diverse and there's a lot of direction that we can go in. And it's conversations that we've had, you know, like if we're going to put a project together, how do we want it to sound, mm-hmm. right? Because we can go in so many different directions. And like Jade said, metal, who she loves her metal and but I think it's important for, you know, any group to have their ears open to all kinds of music, right? Because there's so many influences out there and there's so many sounds and that can just work for you or sounds that you like, even though you may not like the song, you may not like the genre as a whole, there may be elements of said genre that you like.
I'm curious what your individual, like, if you guys had to give, like, one or two, like, a name.
For a genre?
not a genre, but for like an influence,
like artist,
something you bring. Yeah, yeah, artist.
I'd definitely be interested to hear the metal bands that you're influenced by too.
Yeah, Alex too. Alex is also a metal.
We haven't contributed to the metal corner yet, but for now it's pretty much like R&B, and that's where we're resonating.
Who are your metal influences?
I mean, for example, like with Together.
Yeah.
I was definitely channeling like Willow Smith and Hiatus Coyote and yeah, just definitely very jazzy, scatty, and yeah, so those are a couple names.
Also, we were just talking about Together, like the track Together before, and I've been like dabbling in harp for like the past year, so my contribution is to start and, you know, sending in some tracks, some tunes, and I just got like the best idea hearing them just like play it live and performing. I really like, it's very jazzy, so I think in the sense I've always kind of looked up to Dorothy Ashby for like her grooviness and all that stuff. And then there's like the more contemporary artists of like Nella Sinefro. It's very like ambient, electric, like even Luna Lee. It's like super like dreamy, you know, very dreamy, pop-like. So all those ideas are really flowing in my head when I hear tracks like that, right? So I think on my part, I'm excited to be able to contribute in that sense.
For me, like I was here the last time there, especially with like the drumming and the bass, I like to go with like Pink Floyd because I listen to a lot of older genres, the 70s, 80s, 90s music. For more metal-ish, it's hard to like incorporate, but like Luca was saying, you know, like you can bring elements, even if you don't like the genre, like there's still parts you could bring into it, you know? Like I listen to like a lot of like Pantera and like a lot of the heavier stuff.
Like the groovy
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
I can feel that with like the harder hitting percussion in your tracks and you're talking about like ambient electronic influences as well. Something I've noticed with your production, it's very like layered and dense and dynamic. And I'm wondering like how you go in, like for your process in writing songs and arranging songs, kind of take me through that a little bit. It's a big question, but.
That is a loaded question.
They can't.
Yeah, Shanta can't handle this.
You tough, right? I say for that, it kind of comes and goes. I say there's like many ways that we kind of tackle each song. Not normally. From the past, like how Sammy and I used to do it, we would just really be in his room, just locked in, and just go with what we've been listening to. It'd be an Isaiah Rashad, being Brockhampton back in the day, and just kind of, just like, not necessarily playing off of it, but just really like seeing what elements that we bump with and that we want to kind of go with from that point. I think nowadays, since, you know, being six people now, it's kind of hard to really get us all in one spot. Not hard, but it takes a bit of like really like scheduling and like seeing what everyone's up to. And I think from that point, we kind of just have to work with, you know, just being on social media and just on our own time, just working what we do. Like, for instance, for me, just working at the city, I have this little leeway time afterwards when I'm done with my work and I just be recording. I make demos as I'm like in the back rooms, just doing my thing, coming up with lyrics on the metro at home. You know, I stay up until early morning. And I'm pretty sure everyone else has their own variations of how they do it. And we just kind of just take that, put it in a melting pot and just go from there as of late.
I do think that one way we kind of make things feel really layered is like I'm not a huge fan of like hi-hats in all honesty. Like at least when I'm producing, I'm like, none of this sounds good. So I really like to look for things that like a miscellaneous loop that doesn't even make sense and kind of set it to a beat, loop that, have that in the background, and having that and then maybe cutting up like a drum pack of some sort and just having that on there or just those two layers, you're like, damn, there's a lot going on. And then if you throw some like distortion and some like emulation to like some old tape emulation onto some of the old perks in the background, you get like such a thick layer just off that, you know? And then we start getting instrumental wise and we have some friends, our good friend Avi Kaplan, producer, Light It Up Av, legend. Goes crazy and he'll send us some guitar stuff or we'll produce with him. And
I think just to add to that quickly, the other thing about having so many brains is that like if they plant the seed of an idea or if someone has the seed of an idea, And then like as the schedules start to align and like whoever links up with who, it's like we each kind of leave a piece before like every session. Literally, it's so beautiful. Like every session, like I might go and like drop something on a track, and then Luca will come back and also add a little bit of something. And then next thing we know, Avi kind of mixed it a bit differently. And like now there's a, we can add even another component. So it really is at the end of the day, a culmination of like all of our brains and all of our creative like abilities. So it's really cool.
That feeling that you get like seeing the culmination of your work in the studio, it's obviously very different performing live, and you guys have been performing live now with the expanded group. Talk to me about what the difference is for you in performing live versus hearing the completed product in the studio, and what you guys are hoping to do for the future for live shows.
I don't think I'm the right person to ask as it pertains to live and in studio, because I personally don't like the sound of my voice, and I've made that clear to them.
So I'm gonna change that.
I'd much rather, like, the live stuff, I enjoy it more because it's like I'm not listening to myself, seeing if that makes any semblance of sense. So it just obviously, you know, we go to Jazz Fest a lot, and my favorite concerts are at Jazz Fest or smaller venues, right? I used to go to the Bell Center, but I don't really go anymore because it's not as personal and I don't like the sound. And I've always seen, you know, like Jade mentioned, Hiatus Coyote. We saw them live at Jazz Fest.
Great show.
It was a fantastic show.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Right? Kamasi Washington, we went to. Natalia Lafourcade. Like, it's beautiful when it's, like, it's more memorable when it sounds live, right? When a group or artist can perform fantastic live, it's like, wow. Like, it's not just for show, right? Some people can't perform live. Some people can't sing that great live. And that's fine, to each their own, but I think we want to make it a point, and I feel comfortable enough to speak for everyone, that we want to sound good live, right? We want to be able to have, I'm not saying like Haida because, you know, they're legends, but like to have that kind of impact in some way, shape, or form to be like, wow, like I actually like the live version better than I like the studio version. Because I'm sure you guys have gone to concerts. I'm sure you've been to concerts where it's like, damn, like, I wish I could have my own personal file of that performance instead of the studio version, you know?
Yeah, no. That was that. Yeah, I don't want to dilute that.
No. Perfect. So I think, like, just to sum that up, is that for the future, I think that a lot of our shows, we just want to build the instrument, like build the live instrument to have like a live, to live, have the drums, right? The bass, the guitar, just be able to build our band in that sense. So, yeah, because we want that precise effect, right? So.
Yes.
Like, yeah. With that, like, your sound, for me, like, I'm the hip-hop director here, so I hear a lot of local stuff coming in, and your guys' sound is very unique for Montreal, in my view. And I wanted to know, like, how you guys feel you fit in the Montreal hip-hop community at large.
Has anyone here thought about that?
I literally have not thought about that until you just said it. I don't know. I don't think I've really put us anywhere. This still feels like, I don't want to mitigate what we're doing, but at the same time, it still just feels like we're kicking it with friends and we're just creating stuff. So even sitting here right now doing an interview and like, where do I see us in the hip hop? I'm like, I don't know. We're just like, we're really just a group of friends with like heavy creative intentions that we're trying to share. And it doesn't, I haven't thought about where we fit because it doesn't actually matter where we fit. I just think if there's people listening to us, like I keep watching our listeners go up, like the monthly listeners, and that warms my heart because I only need to see like two people and I'll be happy. So I don't know. I'm just comfortable.
I think that's also, you know, obviously you guys are the rappers, but I feel like it's also, you know, the kind of rappers that they like, right? Like the, you know, Pink Sifu and Mike and Mavi and all these kinds of guys, Young Morpheus, Makami, you know, like I think that also plays a factor into it.
Yeah, shout out Overcast too. I think how I see for us fitting in the realm of hip hop regarding Montreal, I think it's just for us to really be, I guess, like a sore thumb. A sore thumb of just like really showing that, like giving respects to a lot of people, like DOD Outcasts, like the people like them, to just be able to just show that we have a good banter in between with them, alongside them, and that we could just be, I don't know. I just want us to really show that we have that we have that potential in us to just really stick out. And I see that. I see it just building up more and more as momentum's going. And I don't want it to stop for any of us. I don't know, I see it. I see it for us. And I just, yeah, I'm rambling. No. But I see it for us. I see it.
As far as the sound goes, I think it was like hyper intentional. Like, I remember thinking, I don't want us to, I don't know, there's some artists where you go to 21 Savage, you know what you're getting. 21 Savage verse is going to sound like the next 21 Savage, which is nice if that's what you want. But I never wanted to be like boxed in. I didn't want people to be like, oh yeah, the new 110 song is going to sound like this.
Yeah.
And like, that's why every session we start, it's like, what are you guys listening to? Yeah. We'll play this stuff. And we were saying before how all of our tastes are diverse. Everybody's bringing something different. Mm-hmm. And every time we bring something new, it's like, oh, there's a really cool idea in there with maybe it's like the mixing or like this specific instrument that's used. And then we'll take that. And if it's sounding a little too, it's intentional, but also when we just are being creative, like it's not going to sound like anybody else. I think replicating other people's sound is so hard. Mm-hmm. Genuinely, you have to do so much because there's an end goal. We don't have an end goal. We're making, and it's whatever's coming out is coming out. So we don't have to, oh, I got to tweak it until I sound just like 21.
Yeah.
You know, you can just put it down, make sure that there's no errors in terms of mixing, get creative with the mixing, and then we got a song.
Yeah,
that was the
perfect way. You know? Yeah. So, like, I admire your guys' mentality a lot. Like, that's a great artistic vision to have.
Appreciate it.
On that note, like, for your upcoming releases and stuff, just heard that new song from the session, Together. That's a classic hip-hop sample. Far Side and countless others have used that. And it still sounds unique when you guys are singing and rapping on top of it. And I wanted to know kind of like what influences are you bringing into this new project? It's an EP, right?
Yeah.
And kind of what we can expect. I know it's hard to expect what you're saying, but like,
I mean, we definitely have a direction. We definitely have a direction for exposure.
Already leaking it out.
Hey. Oh, my fault.
Breaking news.
But the album is, or the EP is Exposure Therapy. And in terms of sound, we're just thinking, I mean, Shirante, not gonna lie, Shirante kind of like,
Don't do that.
We usually try to have an anchor for the sessions or the songs. It's like someone will start with an idea and we're jumping on the idea. And Shirante just came with a fistful of heartbreak and just like shattered the mic. Came through with, and we had a session with Avi, the guy we mentioned before. And Shirante just had a verse ready for every song. Somehow, this guy came packed and ready, had a terrible week, a terrible month, and came through and just laid it on the track. And it was so potent. Immediately, I remember thinking like, nah. Like, that's it. We're not, whatever else we had in store, it's not coming
out. Bun it.
Yeah, bun it. We're on whatever this is. So we all matched that. And I think in an amazing way, and I never thought like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not heartbroken, but I felt what he was feeling. You know, he was able to inspire us all in that way and give our own spin on it. But also, a lot of this production is very guitar based. Avi is pretty much the entire producer except for one song off there.
Thank you,
and
Avi.
Even the song that I produced is like a reggae sample with like a nice laid back guitar. So I think it's a lot of that. It's almost indie, for sure, a little neo soul in there. Like some boom bap references, and it's all that kind of mixed together. And it might be a little different, for sure, a little experimental in some ways, but those are kind of the big three in terms of like genre. So,
like Sam was saying, yeah, I was just really was going through it months ago, and I just had nothing else to do. I know it kind of brought me back a little bit when I was like, did not know what to do with like school-wise and stuff like that. And just like my whole trajectory of like where my life was going was kind of just like blurry. And then again, Sam, he just like, yo, we want to do music. And I was like, I'm working at Dagwoods and I got no job. Like, no, I was working at Dagwoods. I'm not going to school. I don't know what else to do. So like, let me hone into this. And it just feels that same thing at the same, it just feels like that same spirit just came back and gave me a second wind when my heart was just broken, just got broken to pieces. And yeah, I all I could do, I saw that. All I could do was, it was either I just like hone into it or I just let this consume me and then I just become another X, Y, Z in my head. And I just didn't want that. I didn't want that for me. I didn't want that for anyone. It kind of gives me, now thinking about it, kind of like brings me like when like Brockhampton was going through their little trials and tribulations and Joba just like went crazy on Iridescence. Mm-hmm. I was feeling that. I think that would be a good way to compare it.
Real.
Yeah. And real, just real, like, real. Just wanted to like not let this take me over. And I just kept writing every single day. And I even more potent. And I feel like I'm getting to that point to just really able to just spew exactly what I want to say and how it to really be just able to translate how I'm feeling into words. And I see that with many, like I see that with the first song that I wrote down, Sammy telling me like, man, Christmas break, he was just listening to it over and over. Luca, he came to me one day and he was like, I came in one session and Luca was just like, yo, this song just grooved to me. Like even for Alex as well, like it was just all in all, like I'm just hearing the reception from my own group. Yeah. And it was like, I can't find words. It's just beautiful. And that's all I just need to hear. And I just keep working. That's all I want to do.
That's like very powerful statement and kind of like expressing what you want to convey with this new project a little bit too. I guess to close things off, like everybody, if you want to say like what you hope a listener gets from your new project coming out soon.
I think for me it's just like something cohesive from us for once. Like I know I was saying earlier we'll just do whatever, but like it's a little bit of cohesion from us and I think people will look forward to that. Like,
yeah, I think the intention is really clear, and I think when you do hear where Third is coming from, and like I definitely want the relief and I also want a sense of comfort too. Like even when I came on to Together, like what you had laid down, I just wanted to add a sense of like, not, I don't want to say maternal, but like still a hug, you know? Mm. Like I wanted to add a hug to the song because that's how I genuinely felt about what was laid down. So I want people to, and I think we all want this, for people to feel like, and even by the, per the name of the project, Exposure Therapy, it's like, this is the most exposed. Like this is where we're at right now. And it's like, you can also expose yourself and come to this project as a source of, yeah, of comfort and of family and of acceptance and emotion.
I would say, and this isn't just for this project, I think I would, for me personally, want that to be driven, well, the point that I'm about to say to be driven across all projects, but I would say exploration. Right, there's just so much. There's just so much out there in life in general. You know what I mean? Musically, there's so much out there, and you know, all five of these people here have shown me so much music and put me onto so many songs that I'm just like, wow, like this is beautiful, right? And yeah. And I think I feel that way about our music as well. And then it just, you know, it, for people that are listening, you know, explore maybe a sound that you hadn't even known existed, you know, and that, apply that to life. You know, there's so much out there to do, so much out there to see, and you never know when that time is going to be cut. So you got to live it up and enjoy it to the fullest and see what the world has to offer.
I think Sammy said it beautiful, honestly, and sense of cohesion, like an actual solid project that, like, it all makes sense from start to finish, and it's not just like one track's random and then the other one has nothing to do with the other one. Like just a sense of like together, like it's a solid project. Like that's the end goal for this, for the Exposure Therapy anyways.
I would say like togetherness for sure. Also exploration, you took the word right out of my mouth. I feel like that's what I've been feeling, just in the sense of like wanting to, Jade said it really well too, just expose yourself, right? Give yourself the grace of coming into view, right? So I feel like that's a big thing for me, is that I finally feel like I'm among family where I can explore myself. I can explore my sound, my talents, whatever may come of that. So just like to feel comfortable enough in a space to then give you the channel to let it take you where it may. So yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear the full project. 110%. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Today.
Thank you.
and thank you for listening. Whip Appeal, CJLO 6090 AM. You can catch their new single, Stepping on Toes, streaming platforms everywhere, and Exposure Therapy EP coming out in...
Spring.
Yeah. All right.
It's flourishing.
We'll be right back after this break. Thanks.
Concordia Relay for Life is going all out for our final event of the year, Petals of Courage. On April 4th, come out to the chapel on Loyola campus for a flower-themed day of friendly competition, community building, and exciting giveaways. From 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., teams will face off in a series of challenges and fun activities, and all proceeds go to the Canadian Cancer Society. You'll also get a free t-shirt, food, and drinks for just $15. Follow at Concordia Relay for more details.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada. Featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds, Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
Whip Appeal, DJ Samuel The Roberts here again. Want to send a big shout out and thank you to 110% for coming in for that great interview and live session. Their new EP, Exposure Therapy, should be coming out soon. They said this spring, and yeah. I'm going to hold them to that. No, I'm just kidding. But hopefully it comes out soon because it's great. I feel like I have talked enough with the interview on this show. So we're going to hop right in. We got a bunch of new hip hop to play here. And we're going to close out with some R&B. And I'll check in right at the end of the show. But to start things off, Mike Shab, Montreal icon. We got a brand new album from him a couple weeks ago. And this, I think, is my favorite track off it. This is the closing track, Rope. From Shab Van Gogh, Mike Shab, CJLO 1690 AM, Whip Appeal. Let's go.
I see my daddy cry on his birthday. 3 days later, left me in my worst phase. Suicide rope around a motherfucking neck. I see my nigga dead, laying dead. Truly was the worst date. We was supposed to link up in the first place. I laid a bus down, suicide rope around my neck. I see, I could never go outside about a bitch. I could never crash out about a pussy ass nigga. I got family wanna see me out the mix. I got family to feed, I cannot slip. Me and bro, we was like old dog and came up in that flick. The eldest manga, thinking he ain't left no fingerprints. Next day they caught his ass, say they found some stains up on that blick. Money in my pocket now, they can say whatever, I'm legit. They don't want no problems with me, shit can't get as real as it can get. Smart ass nigga still a menace, it's a chick. We gon' fire up his ass if that nigga think he lit. I'm in that fast car, these niggas still peddling this shit. I got junkies who gon' spend a top dollar for a fix. Pop collar, why they moving all feminine and shit? 8500, only dead ends in this bitch. He say he most wanted, you a dead man in this flick. I see my daddy cry on his birthday. 3 days later, left me in my worst phase. Suicide rope around a motherfucking neck. I see my nigga dead, laying dead. Truly was the worst day. We was supposed to link up in the first place. I laid a bus down, suicide rope around my neck. So
British music. We've been making asses shake since the Windrush.
Off the roads on my own too. I never had a, I never had a. She said she grew up all alone. I know. She's independent, wanna spend my. She's independent, wanna spend my money on her. She said I shouldn't. Said I shouldn't. Yeah. Making money off a phone. I was 16. Broke, but I never was a miskeen. On a block, I was listening to Mitski. Rolling over blunt, scheming for the funds, yeah. Sell the keys, what they want. Cop a baddie, what she wants, what you want. Make your money off a phone, I was 16. Had no dad, but I never was a miskeen. Tryna come up off the roads on my own too. I never had a, I never had a. She said she grew up all alone, I know. She's independent, wanna spend my She's independent, wanna spend my money on her. Said I shouldn't, said I shouldn't.
Made in Britain. Paid in Britain. Black. Black British.
Boy.
Yeah, these supermodel bitches be fans. Drop the pack off to a man and then I go all hands. When the push call me, FD kid fried, I'm a fucking stoner. Got a bottle full of tricks, kid, I'm never sober. I don't push no shit, lad, I fucking told ya. Never had a holder.
Okay.
I'm doing day trips to the damn way down. Got a bally on my face and a rock and wave bands. Wait, man, I don't fuck with no snake, big man. Keep a stack up on me, like got 20 in your waistband.
Okay.
Louis V. Sandals. Crazy, hoes act scandalous. Yeah, these supermodel bitches be fans. Drop the pack off to a man and then I go all hands with Louis V. Sandals. Crazy, hoes act scandalous. Yeah, these supermodel bitches be fans. Drop the pack off to a man and then I go all hands
with them. Ming, hum, ming. Catch him dabbing in the fire. Put my chain under the sink. Put some dabbing in the bird. Pussy pink, son of brick. Hit the tap and make the squirt. Put a snake under the counters like I'm dabbing in the dirt. With my rap, it's sounding very different. Swallowing these tags, big belly with it. I'm fucking on her friend and she already with it. Stepping in the loops, but down really Kelly with it.
Louis V. Sandals. Crazy, hoes act scandalous. Yeah, these supermodel bitches be fans. Drop the pack off to a man and then I go all hands with her. Louis V. Sandals. Crazy, hoes act scandalous. Yeah, these supermodel bitches be fans. Drop the pack off to a man and then I go all hands with her.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay.
Cross the mat, finesse the man. Bought more stick than a marching band. Cross the mat, finesse the man. Bought more stick than a marching band. You let him around, he gon' cross again. The fire go a titty like estrogen. Two of my shooter, they Mexican. Then I be out, might bless him.
Ayo, DJ Grenade.
Pirate whip, the GF on my cup is pyro. Interrogation, y'all nigga was singing, y'all nigga was hitting on high notes. Baby, gotta come to the spot, gotta come to the slide, getting caught like a pine cone. Boy, your ass a bitch, I gon' blow that gun, what you got that 9-4. Hey, bitch, you shootin' at pedestrians, you shootin' at niggas, you shootin' with your eyes closed. Got that seat, man, this on the 10, you not finna blow it, won't pay me that blindfold. Got that hat, no, I got that ring, no, I'm getting in, we left them behind, though. Rhyme in, what the fuck they did, demons in my bed, we set them aside, whoa. Cross the mat, finesse the man. Bought more stick than a marching band. You let him around, he gon' cross again. If I go a titty like estrogen. Two of my shooter, they Mexican. Then I be out, might bless him in. Locked up for a song, deadly sin. Bullet flying, but I ain't kept more than a win. I got the dot, but I sent that to pin. And this ain't on fire, this the type of gin. Fuck the police, I don't know about no bins. V-Low shirt, then I fucked all her friends. Spoil that bitch, I put the hoes in skills. Walk at this bitch, she look just like him. We can't find your sibling, poppy brother. Don't worry about that piss, that pad, that bit with flying color. All that Glock that you got in your hand, I caught it, bit little Uncle Ruckus, chuck. Let that money fly, you rather just hang with a buster, huh? The difference between me and him, this on God I ain't cuffed, this on God I ain't bluff. Time out, beef gon' hit that oven. Hit him with these bloody knuckles and he couldn't get back right for nothing. Catch him with that fight, he hit the feet, you know I heard him running. Yeah, I got them drugs for all them J's on D like David Ruckus. Okay, I peed at the plot, there's none in this world, I miss more than war. On God, we're playing on cops, talking to 12, I pull out the mark. And no nigga gon' play me, try me like I'm soft. I'm breaking the scale, I done knocked them off. Told them keep it on the low, they got the sauce. Nigga throw a fastball, red sock. Niggas don't need none for you, why you feel so comfortable? Man, speak up, can't hear mumble, bruh. Them vampires in that jungle wet. West side, I catch from call my bluff. We know where you at, you ain't laying on name. I'm dropping racks, I don't know them, but have some fun. I'll murder that nigga 2 at 9 to 1.
I love DJ Grenade.
I don't see the poppy brother. Don't worry about that piss, that pad, that bit with flying color. All that Glock that you got in your hand, I caught it be little Uncle Ruckus, chuck. Let that money fly, you rather just hang with a buster, huh? The difference between me and him, this on God I ain't cuffed, this on God I ain't blessed. Time out, beef gon' heat that oven. Hit him with these bloody knuckles and he couldn't get back right for nothing.
Properly speaking, clearer. Pasta's primavera philosophy's got to be getting nearer. Sent the shot from across from the top to point of the pyra. Aw, oh, here we go. Hit a motherfucking cracker with that Figaro, Figaro. Funny ass nigga, I heard he got jokes. They got his bean pie smoke. Edged him up on both sides like G.I. Joe. For the funk, the Fee-Fi-Fo. For the front, nigga. You don't even want to know. Based off my calculations and amalgamations. If you got it on you, nigga, then I gotta take it. Favorite activations was counting paper. But now I'm stacking pages. Black John Taff up on the rafter. Spraying K's like it's my favorite fragrance. Me and my niggas click like tennis bracelets. Mouse keys, control buttons. So when the picture's taken, that's my dog.
That's my
nigga.
That's my bro, that's my mans, that's my cool breeze. That's my guy, that's my pops, that's my OG. That's my sis, that's my missus, that's my auntie. Yo, basically, see, now that's my nigga. That's my ace, that's my plug, that's my Cody. That's my eyes, that's my arms, that ain't low-key. If you ain't know, then you know, you the OP. Cause basically, see, that's my nigga. That's my nigga.
Heard you was scared to come get it in. Got my blunt burning with a syphilis. The block is blue when we link. Should it be hot and cold in the east? And I just touched down in a V. If I'm gon' smoke, I'm not smoking the pre. Shorty be frontin', I feel like the re. I'm at a casting call for Belly 3. You ain't never seen a part where we eat. Might park in the middle of the street. Shorty told me to pass it in heat. Playing with the hawk like it's hot at sea. I'm trying to see something get hurt. Watch me sharpen my hands on the dirt. Big tombstone in the sky. Shorty just sent me the Amber Alert. I don't even know why y'all try. Late at the end of the tunnel, be getting y'all fried. Eye for eye, I ain't been needing my vision since like 95. In that secret fortress, we don't take half measures, not even losses. In the conference, silk just sparked it. I'm staring at my coffin. Make sacrifices about this cake, we marinate the offerings. Not the safe option, jelly donut in the glazed assortment. Look what get accomplished when you form a gang out your supporters. Niggas swear they wavy, but I swear I'm on my way to Florida. Yeah, my city full of vices. Shit going fast, nigga, pull up lightning. Understand you even when we fighting. When it come to whatever, y'all cannot hype it. Came together, out the shredder. Just reverse Uno, whoever. That on me that hit you with that blick.
That's my nigga. That's my bro, that's my man. That's my cool breeze. That's my grand, that's my pops. That's my OG. That's my sis, that's my missus. That's my auntie. Yo, basically, see, now that's my nigga. That's my ace, that's my plug. That's my Cody. That's my eyes, that's my arms, that ain't low-key. If you ain't know, then you know, you the OP. Cause basically, see, that's yeah. My nigga.
Yeah, my nigga. That's my nigga.
That's my nigga. Nigga.
Yeah, I play the live side, see through the nigga. You know the far side, don't walk by, see through a nigga. We in this car, high starfire, me and my nigga, let's go. Paint the floor, not to knock, plant the lid. Writing while my phone dying, nigga, racing this bitch, taking this shit. If I can fit it in my pocket,
That's it. Tell me him and I proceed to marking off of my list. Caught in this pit, getting there. You know we all can exist. They never seen beyond the guys, and that's a far land. Called it in advance and placed a bet because they all fans. I taught you that everything I gave you was a gem. You can hold it back. I see cause you been hanging out with them. We've been overlapped. It's me, nigga. Know you been my twin since I told you rap. Tapping in the slang like Duolingo. Know my shit been mapped since Deuce and Hazard and Illmatic. I do it twice and more nice than the last time. This shit's enticing. You still stuck on the last line like 50 Tyson. Before the end, I was dead asleep. You still typing. It's not a sin if you pray before. Mama say no more. I stay home if you pay me more.
Sure, that's my nigga. That's my bro. That's my man. That's my cool.
We had Fly Anakin there with Quelle Chris, Silk Money, and Big Kahuna OG with a song title I cannot say. Look it up if you like it. Silk Money, one of my favorite lines on that track. He called himself the Black John Taffer. And John Taffer is the host of the Spike TV original Bar Rescue. And I don't really know what that means, but I love that line. Before that, we had Rope by Mike Shab, Father by Jim Legacy, LV Sandals by SD Kid, and Fake Mink and Rico Ace, as well as Pyro by Chicago's Glock 40 Spaz. This has been Whip Appeal. Thanks so much for listening. CJLO 6090 AM. I am DJ Samuel D. Roberts. As always, you can follow the show on Instagram for updates and Spotify playlists, whipappeal_MTL. Thank you so much, 110%, again, for coming in for an interview and session. Expect the video up on our YouTube and social media tomorrow. And yeah, that'll be about it for this week. Join us next week for some more hip-hop R&B from Canada and around the globe, as usual. I don't know why I said it like that, but you know what? I'm going to own it. We're going to end things off with an R&B track from a group that I just found out about. I don't know if they've released anything in the last few years, but they put out an album in 2016. They're called We Are King. They're an R&B group, and I fell in love with this album over the last week, and I wanted to share my favorite track from it. This is by We Are King. Song is called The Greatest. Thanks so much for listening. DJ Samuel Lee Roberts here. I'll see y'all next week for another edition of Whip Appeal. See you later.